Okay, so Mr. Speaker, John Bercow, you've just kind of at the end of the NICFA session this morning. Do you want to kind of give listeners a bit of an idea about some of the wider role of your job as Speaker? Because it's obviously not, you don't spend all day sitting on the big chair calling people to order. There are other responsibilities you have.
You're quite right. The best known and most visible part of my job is chairing the proceedings of the House, but I also chair the House of Commons Commission, which is responsible for the staff services and property of the parliamentary estate, and I meet and greet visitors in Parliament from across the country and around the world. But I, in standing for election, said, look, if you elect me, I would like to engage in serious outreach. I would like to be an ambassador for Parliament and a robust advocate of democratic politics, who, of course, remains impartial between the political parties, which is what the British Parliament expects, but who is a proud advocate of our political system. And I've spent quite a lot of time over the last 2.5 years going around every part of the UK talking about the role of the Speaker, the importance of democracy, the merits of political engagement, how we're changing, why we matter, how people can get involved with the political process. And this morning was a very good example of how the Lord Speaker, Francis D'Souza, and I are able to meet with, talk to, and learn from an outside audience. And I hope people will feel, well, they're not actually these rather distant, austere, or pompous figures who are completely inaccessible. They're actually willing to make a case for their institution, which I think in the modern world you've got to do. You can't just rest on your laurels and stand purely on the strength of tradition. I think you've got constantly to explain, not least to bloggers like you, what you're about, why you matter, and how people can interact with you.
How accessible, though, are the kind of legislations, if you like, within the UK? Because if every voluntary group who turned up here today and the hundreds who weren't here today, if they all actually petitioned their local MPs, the MPs wouldn't get any work done. They'd just be kind of answering emails. I mean, it's a lot to say that hundreds of organisations, thousands of organisations across the UK have to try and funnel everything down into a few hundred MPs.
It's a challenge, but there are different ways that people can interact. Some people will contact their own constituency member of Parliament, and the evidence is that the level of correspondence and the number of emails are growing exponentially, which of course raises issues of staffing and the need for members of Parliament to have offices that can cope with demand. Other people will make representations through the pressure group of which they're a member or for which they work, and they might focus not so much on an individual member of Parliament, but on a parliamentary committee. And it might be a bill committee considering a particular bill, the welfare reform bill or the NHS bill, or it might be a select committee looking at a whole area of policy. So there are all sorts of different ways in which people can interact with Parliament. The whole phenomenon of e-petitions is growing, and some e-petitions, if they're very heavily supported, can end up attracting parliamentary consideration and even a parliamentary debate. It is, I think it's fair to say, a process that we're going through. I'm not sure that we're ever going to get to a final destination. There'll never be a point at which we can say we're doing the job perfectly, but we're trying, and we are, I hope, reforming and to a degree engaging with and empowering people to participate in the political process.
One of the questions at the end there was about kind of the rough and tumble, if you like, of Commons life. I mean, is that kind of grandstanding and that kind of more robustious kind of exchange, is it actually good? Does it not end up with kind of very short exchanges and actually very little information but lots of noise?
Well, it varies. I mean, some weeks I think people will say, well, that was a really good exchange at Prime Minister's Question, and something new emerged, some strong point for one side or the other came out of the exchanges. Other weeks people will say, oh, well, today it was more heat than light. Do I think that the institution of Prime Minister's Questions is fundamentally worth preserving? I do. I think it is valuable to have our Prime Minister coming and answering questions week after week after week. Is the format set in stone, or could it be improved or changed? I don't think it is set in stone. It was changed back in 1997 when Tony Blair decided to reduce it from twice a week to once a week. So instead of two 15-minute sessions, there came to be one 30-minute session. I don't sense that that's likely to change, but it's perfectly possible that it could be made longer. It's also perfectly possible that there could be a split between what we call open questions that we have at the moment and perhaps the tabling of some substantive questions of which the Prime Minister would have some notice, but in relation to which, therefore, he would be able to give fuller answers. If the House wanted that, it could will it and it could be made to happen. But do I sense that PMQs as an institution is going to disappear? No, I don't. I think it will be preserved. It may well be extended, it may well be improved, but I think it will be preserved.
There's lots more we could ask, but I think they want to kind of take you away. So one very last thing. Yeah. Legality aside, would you ever fancy a job swap with Willie Hay to be Speaker of the Northern Ireland Assembly?
I wouldn't. I don't envy Willie his job. I think he does a great job. I think that, you know, we can all learn from each other, but am I looking for a job swap? No, I think I've got enough to contend with where I am, and I think he's got enough to contend with where he is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.